This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If it's someone electric and elite and a difference maker, and to me that would be Joe Burrow, if the Cincinnati Bengals ever decided to do that.
Yeah,
which,
you know that's not happening.
Probably not. I acknowledge that. But if it's not Joe Burrow, if it's that second tier of guy, even if that guy is better than anything the Jets have had in
Daniel
the last 35
Jones?
Years. No.
Jalen Hurts?
No. Not to the level of two first-round picks. Like, that's what I'm talking about. In terms of taking my capital and trading for a quarterback, Joe's going to join us in an hour, and he's made clear he wouldn't do it for anybody,
you
including
want Zach
Joe
Wilson
Burrow.
Back?
No. Are we going to play this game? Because I'm going to say no to everybody outside of Joe Burrow. And
Kenny Pickett?
No. Patrick Mahomes? Yes.
These are all the free agents that are available next year.
No, trust me. None of them are worth it. And I don't have to give a picks for them. I'm talking about trading for a quarterback. I wouldn't do it unless it's an elite-level guy. So that list is very short. It's also, Tiki, unrealistic, as you could clearly point out to me.
Baker Mayfield?
That's a tough one.
Very.
But that, so you're asking me, would I trade two first for Baker?
Yeah, I don't even think you would need two first. No, I don't think Tampa would do this, by the way. But I don't think you need two first.
Oh, okay. Well, then yes.
But I'm asking because Baker is that very interesting. Man, if he would have been a Jet 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Whatever, 4 years ago, how different would they be?
All right, so the answer is yes to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker's probably the one.
It's a short list, though.
It's very short. I'm looking at all the free agents from this year, which there are none. Next year, which there's only a couple. There's just not a ton of great veteran quarterbacks available like we feel like there always is. You know, there just isn't.
But
unless a trade comes out of nowhere.
But Sean just, you know, threw something out there, and it just kind of went into the ether. I responded, and it went away. It's worthy of a few minutes to discuss. Mm-hmm. And that is Jalen Hurts, because things do feel broken in Philadelphia, and Howie Roseman is ballsy enough to do that.
Do you really think they would?
Tanner McKee.
No, they'd love to. I mean, why not go for Tanner McKee?
Well, why weren't the Eagles more open to trading him before this year?
Because they think he could be their future.
I don't know. The Eagles strike me as a very progressive general manager who runs things, who gets out of people a year earlier than most, and something is broken with the offense.
With all due respect to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I do mean respect, screw them. Go listen to WIP.
Yeah.
For New York, for the Jets, would you trade multiple first-round picks for Jalen Hurts? If, for whatever reason, they made that decision,
no,
I don't really care about
Tanner McKee. Why would whatever's plaguing him in Philly go away all of a sudden because he's the Jet quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm. And so I'm just asking you.
Are you innovative enough as a coordinator, Tanner Engstrand, to figure that out? I don't know. My guess would be no. I think you'd be better off going to get a younger potential project.
Right.
So
the answer is no.
The answer is no.
Yeah, I lean towards no, too, and I feel weird saying that because Jalen Hurts has already accomplished so much. I mean, he can be a two-time Super Bowl MVP. He's already a one-time Super Bowl MVP, but as we've pointed out,
right,
should have won a second.
All right.
And
even
so,
in losing, they should have won. He should have won one.
It's weird to be dismissive about someone who's accomplished that much, but I am kind of worried. But, yeah, I think that trading for a quarterback is certainly something one could consider if you're the Jets.
Yeah.
But it takes, like, an exclusive list of players that would make me willing to say, all right, I'm going to take numerous number ones, and I'm going to throw it at that player. It would have to be a real high-level guy. Let's go to John in Connecticut. Good afternoon, John. Hello, John. John going once. John is not there. We'll go to Justin in Mayapack. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise. What's up?
Yo. What's up?
So, just a thought. It's maybe a Christmas wish, but what about Stefanski and Schwartz from Cleveland to the Giants as a tandem?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stefanski and Schwartz.
I mean, he may be available.
If he becomes available, you'd be crazy not to consider him because of, one, his reputation, despite his lack of full success there. But he feels like he's a good coach. And Jim Schwartz is just, I mean, he's one of the best coordinators of the generation. So, of course, you'd kick that tire to see where it lands. But again, it's a yes, but like, is he available? Like, you know what I mean?
You don't have a worry about him going right into a second job?
Maybe.
Stefanski?
Probably not, because he's still hungry for it. Like, what has he accomplished? I think about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has had a Super Bowl championship. He's coach of the year. He's been there for 19 years. It's just been a grind for him, and most of it successful. Is he hungry to go do something else right now? He's only 53 years old. It's not like he's old, so he can chill for 2 years and still have 15, 20 years of football coaching left if he wanted to go act two.
I think with
Stefanski, he hasn't accomplished anything yet, so he's still hungry for it.
Here's the difference with Mike Tomlin and Kevin Stefanski. Mike Tomlin is one of those guys where if there's a breakup between him and the Steelers, he could sit out for as long as he wants,
yeah,
and he will always be the hottest head coach free agent every single year. So every team that goes through a coaching vacancy would be linked to Mike Tomlin, and Mike can do that, and he can wait until the perfect job becomes available. But a lot of times, jobs aren't perfect. A lot of times, the reason why a team is firing their head coach is because there's a lot of imperfections. It is possible, when you look at the uniqueness of the New York Giants, the market, the franchise's history, the young quarterback, even the talent on the roster, where Mike could say to himself, I'm just looking into a crystal ball. This is probably going to be the most appealing job that would be available in the next 5 years.
The Giants.
Well, everything, yeah, I just described about the Giants, which is a compliment to your football team, mm-hmm, and I mean a lot of it. And if he deems that as, look, I don't know what's going to be available in 3 years. I don't think anything will be as appealing as year two of Jackson Dart, the New York market, the Mara family owning. Like, maybe that family connection matters to him. Maybe he looks at the Jets and says, I would never work for Woody Johnson. I'd never want to be there. Right. And so that could lead to Tomlin eschewing his idea of hanging out on the beach for a couple of years or getting a TV deal and saying, no, that job's too perfect. I'd want to take it.
Right.
That makes sense, right?
It does. Of course it does. I just don't know if it is going to make the right kind of sense if he should be asked to resign or whatever.
Sam's in Rockland. Hey, Sam.
Yeah, hi, Evan. What's up? I just had an interesting idea to how to sort of solve this issue. Everyone feels like they need a tank to get a good draft. I think there should be, you mentioned this once, I think every team that's not in the playoffs should be in the lottery. And there should be odds, but the odds should be based on, there should come up with some like mathematical formula. It should be based on how many like top three draft picks you've had in the past 5 years. And this is sort of this like rotation where like I feel like it would end up being very like fair and equitable. Like even if you don't get something over a few years, eventually you'll have a good chance of landing a top pick.
I mean, it makes sense, but it also feels very complicated.
You know what? It may be complicated, but what we have right now is bad and unhealthy for sports. And yeah, I have said that for years now. It is unhealthy that we have this dialogue every year in New York sports. Mm-hmm. And that's because our teams suck.
Right.
But if somehow they didn't suck, we wouldn't have this discussion. But every year amongst Giants and Jet fans, there's like a civil war upon, is it better to win? Is it better to lose? And so anything that could eliminate that is a good thing. The one thing I feel strongly about, because I've learned about it through watching the NBA and certainly being a fan of a team that's in the same spot, is, mm-hmm, I don't want the lottery balls to be determined by how bad you are, because that won't cure the issue.
Right.
So it's got to be based on something else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.